Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, so today's podcast is going to be about focusing on the things that you do want instead of the things that you don't want and taking inspired action around your manifestations. And I know that sounds like such a simple concept, but if you're anything like me, it is so easy for me to just think about everything that's going wrong. I don't like my job. I don't like the way I look. I don't have enough friends. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have enough money. It's been like all these things. And it's so easy to kind of circle that drain of negative thinking and just keep getting deeper and deeper into these cycles. But as we all know, for our manifestation girlies out there, what you focus on becomes reality, right? And I also want to preface this with, like, because I'm someone who definitely suffers from anxiety. So things that are like unconscious kind of anxieties, I don't like to think that those are being manifested, but rather the things that you're kind of taking inspired action around, right? So let's say the negative thought is I don't have enough friends, and then I decide to stay in on a Friday night instead of trying to go out and make friends. I'm calling myself out here. That is taking inspired action towards that negative manifestation of I don't have enough friends, right? So when I think about manifestations and when I think about what you think becomes your reality, I am not talking about unconscious anxieties, because I definitely have unconscious anxieties that I do not take the steps toward those things, if that makes sense. I don't really want to get into it on this podcast. Again, we're going to do a whole deep dive episode into my anxieties and like the anxieties I have around health. But I do the opposite action of those health anxieties, right? So I don't think those kind of things manifest. So anybody out there who also kind of has certain anxieties, your anxieties are not manifesting. You do not have to worry about that. But instead, looking at when it's so easy to focus on the negativity and then you are accidentally taking those inspired actions to those negative thinkings, right? I think that's about dating. I'm never going to find somebody. I'm never going to get into a relationship. Okay, but you're not on any dating apps. You're staying in. You're not, you know, talking to people, right? So you're kind of unknowingly taking the action towards the thing that you don't want. So instead, what we're going to talk about today is focusing on the things that you do want. And this is also going to tie into gratitude. I know I had a gratitude episode a while back or a few weeks back, not that long ago. And gratitude is always going to be a big part of this, right? So just noticing the little things and really focusing on the things that you're grateful for as part of getting out of those negative thoughts. So when you're getting stuck in these cycles of you don't like your job, you don't feel like you have enough friends, maybe you don't like the way you look, maybe you don't have enough money, whatever those things may be, get out of those cycles with gratitude. And then once you get out of those cycles with gratitude, then we'll talk about focusing on what you want and taking that inspired action. So first, to start with those negative thoughts, right? So let's say you're not enjoying your job, you don't like the work that you're doing, maybe you're bored, maybe it's not the kind of work that is passionate for you. To get out of those negative thought cycles, let's focus on gratitude. So what are little ways in your job that you can look at what's going right, right? The fact that you have a job, like, it's still really hard out here. There are still people who are laid off in those mass tech layoffs who are still trying to find work, right? So even having a job, even being like a step towards the career that you do ultimately want, like, that's something to be grateful for. And also the little things, like, I took a walk at the office yesterday, and I just like was looking at all the trees, looking at the way the sunshine was filtering through the palm trees, and listening to conversations and hearing people and hearing music from cars, and like those little moments. I'm like, the fact that I'm able to do this during my work day, as like during my lunch break, that is gratitude, right? Like, that's really beautiful. So getting out of those negative thoughts with gratitude. Like, friendship is another great one. I definitely get into these cycles of, I don't have enough friends, I don't have a good enough social life. And then I just like stop myself and I'm like, the fact that I can talk to at least one person every day, that's gratitude, right? Maybe I don't, maybe my social life isn't exactly where I want it to be right now, but the fact that I can text a friend or I can call my mom or, you know, even talk to somebody on social media even, that is gratitude. Like, at least I have somebody in my life that I can talk to and I can confide in. Like, really dissecting and breaking down, like, wow, there's still all these things I can be grateful for. And as we all know, like, comparison is the thief of joy. So if you need to take that break from Instagram, if you need to, you know, maybe distance yourself from certain spaces because it makes you feel inadequate, take what you need. Take the time and take the space that you need, because ultimately, like, your mental health and your self-esteem are way more important than being on Instagram or being on TikTok or whatever it is. Like, especially Instagram, I feel like it's just, like, literally just an entire app dedicated to look at my friends, look at my life, look how cool it is. And I definitely play into that. Do not get me wrong. This is, again, none of these conversations are a holier-than-thou conversation. I definitely love to flex on the gram when I'm traveling or doing something cool. Do not get me wrong. But if you need to take the space, take that space. And another way to kind of reframe, you know, things like Instagram as well is, like, if somebody in your life is doing something cool, reframing it as, oh my God, instead of saying, oh my God, they have this thing and I don't have it, instead saying, oh wow, somebody I know is doing this thing and somebody I know has these friends and goes to these events, I'm right there. Like, they're in my circle, right? Like, there's somebody I know. Like, if they're doing it, I can do it too. So reframing it. But yeah, so gratitude to get out of those kind of negative thought spirals will be your saving grace. And again, gratitude is a practice. Happiness is a practice. So you create your own happiness. The job is not going to make you happy. The man is not going to make you happy. You are the one. The money is not going to make you happy. Like, you are the one who is going to make yourself happy, and truly realizing that you have everything that you need. And I really love doing these gratitude affirmations on YouTube, where they'll have affirmations that are like, I have everything I need. Everything, like, just like focusing around that, like, you really do have everything that you do need. So getting out of those negative thought cycles and instead focusing on what is going right in your life. Once you kind of get out of those patterns, now let's talk about manifestation and taking that inspired action to go where you want to go, to be who you want to be. So get out of those negative thought cycles, focus on the things that you want in life, and that, let's talk about inspired action. So using friendship as an example, and I'll talk about my own life as well. So one thing I definitely spiral about is social life and friendships, especially living in LA. I don't even feel like I'm new here. And I also have some insecurities around that. Like, I'm about to hit 3 years in LA and I feel like insecure about, do I have enough friends? And again, comparison is a thief of joy. So, like, trying not to compare myself to others. But friendship and social life has definitely been, like, the biggest theme, I think, for me while living in LA. And I decided this last quarter, I'm really going to just throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And so I'm really trying to lean in and take inspired action. I think too much of my time in LA was sitting back and just kind of waiting for things to come to me, and like waiting for the friends to hit me up and waiting for the invites to come and waiting for these things to kind of just manifest and appear in my life. And now I'm like, you know what? I really want to lean in more. And so one way I did that were to try to find community here in LA is I just joined the Gathering Spot. And I literally went for the first time this past Wednesday. So 2 days ago, I'm recording this on a Friday. And I had so much fun. I went to the new member orientation, and then I went to, they have like clubs within the Gathering Spot. And so I went to like the kind of club mixer to meet new people. And I had such a great time. Everybody was so incredibly friendly. I've already started a group chat with the girlies. I'm actually gonna see one of the girls that I met tonight at an event she invited us to. And so I was like, wow, this is exactly what I've been looking for. I almost wish I had joined sooner, but you know, everything happens in its own time. But I'm like, yeah, I do kind of wish that I had signed up for this sooner, because I've known about it since it basically came to LA, because it opened in 2022, and that's when I moved to LA. But I don't know. I just never signed up for it. I just never like looked into how much the membership costs and whatnot. And I do wish I had done it earlier. But again, your path is your path. Like I said in my last episode, your path is your path. And so I'm really trying to lean in and really like take this inspired action and like also like setting up not really being persistent with, okay, when are we going to see each other again? Not in a pushy way. And I do believe you can't force anything. So like, you know, don't force it, but like just be like, hey, you know what? And especially what I think I like about the Gathering Spot, because it is, oh, and for context, like the Gathering Spot is a social club. And I think what I like about the Gathering Spot is that it is a place that we have all independently signed up to and kind of committed to. So it's really easy to be like, hey, I'm going to go to this event. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to work from here this day. And I think that's just like going to be really helpful for me in terms of like, this is like a spot where we all want to go to anyway. And so just letting people know when I'm going to be there or what events I'm going to be at. So really this end of the year, I'm trying to lean in. Another thing I did was I went to, they're called, there's two similar ones. It's 222 and Time Left. And the concept of these programs or companies or apps, whatever you want to say, is that you take a aptitude test essentially, and they pair you to go to dinner with strangers. So I did a Time Left. So I signed up for all of this stuff within the same week. Like I signed up for a Time Left dinner. I did my interview process for the Gathering Spot. And so really just trying to lean into friendships. I think the Gathering Spot is really going to solve a lot of my kind of anxieties around social life and things to do, because there's always something going on. There's really, really cool people. I've only been twice because again, I just joined and I've already met so many new people. And even Halloween's on a Thursday this year. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't have any plans. Like I don't know what people are doing. And the Gathering Spot is throwing a Halloween party sponsored by Bacardi until 1 a.m. on a Thursday. So I'm like, there are my plans. So I like that feels really good too, where it's like, there's going to be these key moments where like maybe I wouldn't have had plans and now I can go, I for sure have a space that I can go to and I don't live too far from it. So that's been really excellent. So anywho, that was a long rant, and that basically sounded like an advertisement for the Gathering Spot. I promise it was not an ad. But really the whole idea is like, what inspired action are you taking towards your goals? So let's say you want to get a new job and you're unsatisfied in your career. Are you just sitting around griping with your coworkers all day, or are you applying for jobs? Are you, you know, what are kind of the steps that you're taking towards getting out of these ruts and getting out of these kind of negative situations in your life? Again, for me, end of the year, I also have been feeling, you know, I'm like feeling pretty good about my job right now, but I am just like ready to really shift and change up my life, because I started the beginning of this year with, if I don't get into a relationship or I don't get a new job by the end of this year, I am going to force myself to move. I'm giving myself a little bit more grace now, but I just kind of feel like I'm ready to shake something up to move over to that next step and really grow into the person I'm supposed to become, because I've been in the same job for almost 5.5 years now. I have lived in the same state for that same amount of time, right? And I feel like I see my other friends. Again, it's comparison, but I feel like I see my other friends and, you know, they're doing these things and they have new jobs and they have partners and they live in new places and yada, yada, yada. So I'm giving myself a little bit more grace. But again, this last quarter, I am going hard in the paint around really just trying out new things and seeing what sticks. So I've been interviewing, and I think at this point, like, I'm pretty detached from outcomes, and so I'm going to do an episode on that, and it's kind of just feels like more like practice at this point, but I'm taking that inspired action, like, where I feel maybe unsatisfied in certain parts of my career and part of my job, I'm applying to roles that I think would help elevate me to that next level, and I am interviewing, and I am trying, and I am making pitch decks, right, and so really taking that action. And then, you know, let's look at like body image and weight and whatever it may be. You know, whatever your goal is, are you going to the gym? Are you going to yoga? Are you going to classes? Are you joining groups? And there's, especially in Los Angeles, there's so many different health and wellness groups. That is one thing I really love about LA, is like the baseline is so healthy. I am a plus size girly. I am not into fat phobia. I am not into, you know, this heroin chic, but I still love to move my body. I still love to eat good quality food. And so I do love that it's so accessible here in Los Angeles. Anyway, I feel like I've been going on a tangent for a long time, so I'm probably going to wrap this episode up soon. But yeah, just to kind of recap and you know, talk about what we have discussed. When you're in those negative feelings, when you feel like you're just in this spiral of this isn't going right, I hate this about myself, and just continuing and continuing down this path, get out of that with gratitude. Focus on the things that are going right in those different areas of your life, whether it is your body, whether it is your job, your finances, your relationships, your social life, your family, whatever it may be. Find the things that are going right to help you kind of get out of those negative spirals. And then let's focus on what you want, because when you focus on what you want, you make that your reality, and let's take that inspired action. So if you want more friends, what are you doing to get out there and meet new people? If you want a date, same situation. How are you meeting new people? How are you meeting potential dates? If you want a new job, are you even applying for jobs? Are you going to career sessions, maybe at work or otherwise? Are you talking to your friends about what opportunities exist within their companies? Are you looking at LinkedIn for how to improve? Are you taking certificates? You know, all these ways. And you don't have to do everything all at once. There's this graphic I saw a while ago, and it was like an iceberg of like everything I need to do. And then you know how an iceberg, like most of it is underwater and you just see a little bit at the top. And then it was like an arrow pointing to the top, and it was like what I need to do today. And that's all you have to focus on. It's like fill out one job application, sign up for a time left dinner, right? You don't have to make everything happen all at once, but let's just take that one step, that first step of that inspired action towards the things that you want to happen and manifest in your life. And that's where we're going to end it today. So thank you so much, as always, for listening to In Jess We Trust. I'm Jessica Johnson. See you next time.
In Jess We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.